school lunches, and probably sooner than most schools did. When my brother first started to kindergarten, I can remember they had a hot lunch, and my mom, the moms were responsible. I think they brought a lunch bucket, but the mothers would bring soup to school every day and serve hot soup to the kids in the rooms, because I can remember going with my mother, and I think you were responsible for the class that your children were in, and so they took turns serving hot soup to go with the sandwiches. And then by the time I got to school, which would have been like 1945, I suppose, when I would have started, we had hot lunches, and we had two cooks, and they served us a hot lunch, and for, I think it started out at 20 cents, and then they were up to 25, and I think maybe by the time I graduated in 1957, maybe they were 25 cents then, because the teachers paid 30 and we paid 25. And we had meat and mashed potatoes and gravy and vegetable and a salad and a dessert and all the milk we wanted to drink, and for quarter. And when we had to go past our teacher, when we go out, and we had to eat a bite of everything, and we had to at least try everything. And most everybody, our lunches were so good. Wilma Heflin was one of the cooks for quite a few years, and she was an excellent cook. And then we had others that would help her, different ones through the years. But our hot lunch program was superior. And then, this is another plus that the kids just can't believe. When we had basketball, we had a practice after school. And when we got done with basketball, the cooks would always put out cookies. And we'd go downstairs and we would drink milk, like 4, 5, 6 glasses of milk. And we had a big cooler, big dispenser. And we would just sit down there and we would drink that ice cold milk, because we were hot, you know, and we wanted something cold. And we'd have milk and cookies every night after school when we had basketball practice. And that was all free. I mean, that was just part of the hot lunch system.